about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the fact that Republicans introduced and passed in the House of Representatives a budget bill that necessitates cuts to things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And my good friend Mark from Sussex, hi, Mark. One of my conservative callers and texters is saying, you Dems have been freaking out about this stuff for 40 years and it's never happened. Yes, because while Republicans have repeatedly said for a very long time that they want to cut these things, it was generally considered to be the third rail of politics. Like, you can't actually do it. Now, let's just refresh our collective recollection, shall we? We're going to listen to some Republicans talking about cutting Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid this year. All right, this year and late last year. Let's start with Representative Gomez, just in January, right before the first meeting of the Doge Caucus. Cal, this is Cut 6.
We're going to just keep asking members of the caucus as they come in, sir, can we get a pledge to stand with President Trump against cuts to Social Security and Medicare benefits?
I think, you know what, when we look to reduce our national debt, I think these should be on the table.
Okay.
You know, so I am a strong advocate of discussing this and reevaluating them. And I do believe at the end of the day, there will be some cuts.
There are cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
Yes.
And that's on the table in the Doge caucus right now.
Well, we're about to find out.
Okay. Thank you so much. So there you have a member of the Doge committee, the Doge caucus, fully supporting cuts to Social Security and Medicare, ignoring the president. Sir, I was
hoping. Now let's listen to Donald Trump actually say, yeah, let's look at cuts to those things. This is going to be cut 11, Cal, if you wouldn't mind, please, sir.
So first of all, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements.
And Cal, you cut it a little early. He says, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements and cutting. Really important to have that last part. We'll get that sound cleaned up for you. Let's move on. Let's look closer to home, shall we? This is Senator Ron Johnson talking about zeroing out Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Let's take cut 7.
Yes, and you know, defense spending has always been discretionary. You know, VA spending is discretionary. What's mandatory are things like Social Security and Medicare. If you qualify for the entitlement, you just get it no matter what the cost. And our problem in this country is that more than 70% of our federal budget, of our federal spending, is all mandatory spending. It's on automatic pilot. You just don't do proper oversight. You don't get in there and fix the programs going bankrupt. It's just on automatic pilot. What we ought to be doing is we ought to turn everything into discretionary spending so it's all evaluated so that we can fix problems or fix programs that are broken that are going to be going bankrupt. But no. Because, again, as long as things are on automatic pilot, we just continue to pile up debt. It's mortgaging our kids' future. It's this massive debt burden.
When he says turn it all into discretionary spending, what he means is zero out those budget numbers and then try to justify actually funding it properly. Also close to home, here's Tom Tiffany talking about cutting these very same things. This is on Just the News, cut 8.
It doesn't have to be just the discretionary spending. We can get at some of the mandatory spending also. I mean, like food stamps, some of those things, that's mandatory spending. You know, I think some of the benefits that are paid in regards to the work requirements, I mean, some of that is under the heading of mandatory spending. We can deal with some of that, too. So I'm really encouraged to hear that. And also, boy, the regulatory state, we got to deal with it because there may be more bang for the buck in terms of growing our economy of making regulatory changes, get the impediments out of the way.
He continues to prattle on. But yeah, that's Tom Tiffany saying, those entitlement programs. Yeah. We should do some cutting there. Here's the math. The House budget requires the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut $880 billion. The House Energy and Commerce Committee only oversees $200 billion of non-Medicaid funding. So where is the other $680 billion in cuts going to come, even if they could zero out all of the non-Medicaid spending that the House Energy and Commerce Committee oversees? From the imaginary place? No. It means they've got to cut at least $680 billion from Medicaid. That's what the House budget bill means. How about this? They also directed the House Agriculture Committee to come up with $230 billion in savings. Some of that, in the same kind of math, is going to have to come out of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. You know, the things that keeps people fed in this country. And it goes on and on and on. So while it is true that the House budget bill didn't use the words Social Security, SNAP, veterans benefits, didn't require any specific cuts to specific programs, what the House budget bill did was set up mathematical impossibilities that cannot be achieved, cuts that cannot be achieved unless you cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, cut Social Security, cut veterans benefits, and cut the SNAP program. That's the math. If you're as mad about it as I am, don't worry. I've written an angry email that you can send to all of the Wisconsin delegation. You're going to find it on our show notes today. Just go to Maggie Dawn Show at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, and check out the show notes for today. You'll find a little sample email for you. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the SAVE Act and how it could disenfranchise tens of thousands of Wisconsinites. Do you want your vote stolen? I don't. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Take the money.